So what I've got for you today is a freestyle improv poem that I recorded today. It's called Stuck Inside My Mind, and it came to me in a wave, and I had to pull over the car and just express. Bit of a topic warning, content warning, trigger warning. It is intense. But I'm sharing it with you as a way to express the inner state that I was feeling at the time, as well as to sort of share with you some insights into the reality of healing, recovery, processing, and other things related to childhood trauma and all of these sort of things. So like I said, it is intense, so you know what you're getting into, but it's also pretty good, if I do say so myself. Either way, it's a journey. Enjoy.
I feel stuck inside my brain. The anxiety's gone, but the pain still remains. My childhood on repeat, embodying the shame, fear, loneliness, self-blame. What remains but tears? What remains but fears? What remains but me staring into my own soul, trying to fill my own... I'm not whole. I'm wanting to see. I'm wanting to be. I'm wanting to move. I'm wanting to be free. But the pain, she has me. Or maybe it's the past. The past me that she had. She grabbed me. Held me. Hurt me. I don't know me. All those things, are they a memory? Or are they a false lie? You know, gaslighting myself through the past memories of me. Trauma comes, trauma goes. What I'm left with, nobody knows. Just shit rhymes. Just me speaking to myself. Counting through times. Saving time. Stopping time. Because right now, I want to be here, in this time, now, here, now, right now. What is it about now that feels so unsafe? Nothing's wrong. This thing, this place is fine. I am safe. But my mind, it feels like a waif. I'm weak. I feel unable to speak. Unless I'm alone, unless I'm holding this phone, unless I'm looking into my own eyes. Unless I'm remembering what I despise. A lot of the time it's myself, the ways that I responded to things well beyond me. Her eyes, who could see through me. I don't even know me. The things that I like. The things that I do? Do I actually like them? Or are they a response to you? To what you did? To what you said? To what you made me feel? My life's work is just to heal. What sort of a life is that? What sort of a life is one in response? Reactive instead of proactive. Responding to triggers inside my body. I feel that I want to heal. Not lie dead, not turn over and keel. But it's fucking hard to keep going. To keep on showing up. To keep moving. To keep hoping. To stop myself from blowing up. I put these words out there and wonder if they'll corrupt another person like me into thinking differently, into speaking out, into seeking help, into an understanding of what it's all about, that they're not alone, that they can find a home. I say all of these things, but it's all a fucking lie. Because my body and my brain seem to want to fucking die. Waking up in tears. Reverberating in fear. It seems clear that this battle is ongoing, that I have to keep on showing up, that I have to keep on moving. But it's just hard. It's hard to keep on grooving when the music is playing, sounds like a funeral march. Starch words. My mouth is parched. Shouldn't go to alcohol. Shouldn't drink, because then I'd be unable to think. Vomit those words down the sink. With the food, with what I eat, with the soles of my feet, I walk across broken glass, across jagged rocks, raw skin, no socks, let alone shoes, let alone support and help. Who would break the news? Who would share such blues? Thank God that I have children to keep me here. I have to remain to help them, to show them, to teach them how to tie their shoes, to hold them hand in hand, to walk them across the land, to carry them on my shoulders, to say, hey, look at life, it can be grand. I'm blessed with the baggage of life, weighed down by love, despite all of the inner strife. I'm weighed down, but I wonder whether my father was also. He had me. He had my brother. Yet he fell. To another. To himself. To the trauma he had. Generational. It's cyclic. So then I wonder. I hold my kids up. I walk with them. I show them the way. But the way is blocked by my own dismay. They see it in my eyes. They see it in my tears. They see me suffering. They see my fears. And they know that they are part me, genetically, environmentally. Are they cursed like me? Are they cursed to see the world bleakly? Are they cursed to walk meekly in fear of themselves and how they respond to every little thing? People say I'm brave for speaking out thusly, to put my thoughts here, to, you know, share what's in here. But it's not brave. It's all I can do to save myself, to express the inner mess from the safety of a screen. When really I can't handle being seen. What would it mean for you to see my soul, to see me actually, to see my whole? My whole self. These words. My words, the pain, it needs to become my wealth because I can't handle doing anything else. Take a breath. Drop all expectations. Be here now. You are safe. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. It's okay to have all thoughts. These are the words I say to myself daily. Let it go and just feel. Take some time. Take a breath. Heal. It's okay. It's okay to look, to not know your way. I say these words to myself every day. I say them in my head when I'm watching my kids play, when he's over there and I'm here and we're just a meter away. But I can't seem to breach that inner gap. I can't seem to take that step to have him and hold him and put him in my lap and hug him and say him it's okay. To say that it's just a day. That daddy will be okay. Because I don't know. And yet I persist. I keep going. I keep trying to find my way. I keep trying to see the truth. So if you've listened all of this way, 10 minutes, turn this video off. Sit in the sun. Speak. Find a way to play, to make this day go your way. To slay. To play. Or at least just to allay some of the negativity. Keeping your brain at bay. See you next time. Hey.
Hey there, podcast. Thanks for listening. I just wanted to take a few moments to give you a bit of an insight into the things I've got going on that you might want to check out. The first is my free 12-week email course called Hunt Your Own Shadow. Each week, you'll be sent an exclusive guided audio track, introspective contemplation, and expansion challenge, all with the goal of helping you to identify and release the limiting beliefs that no longer serve you. You'll also have access to email coaching and a plethora of other resources. If you are keen, you can sign up via the link in the show notes. I also want to let you know that I have an ever-growing collection of courses on Insight Timer and Skillshare, focusing on meditation, self-improvement, creative writing, healing, and personal development. With thousands of students, engaged classrooms, and many, many five-star reviews, these courses will transform your life, helping you move from surviving to passionately thriving. And as a bonus, on Insight Timer, I also have hundreds of free guided meditations and contemplations for you to enjoy. You can check out the links to my Skillshare and Insight Timer profiles via the links in the show notes. I've also published a bunch of books that you might like. How to Get Your Shit Together is quite literally the last self-help book you'll ever need. It begins with the 7 principles you need to turn your life around, followed by 6 sections that will help you to overcome anxiety, defeat depression, move on from trauma, get organized, find meaning, and follow your dreams. How to Get Your Shit Together has the potential to turn your life around, to improve your mental state, functionality, and overall health. It's out now as a paperback, ebook, and audio. If you're into poetry, I'll suggest you check out my collections, including the best-selling new releases for Australian and Oceania poetry called Bound to the Wings of a Butterfly and A Requiem for What Could Have Been. If you are a poet or wanting to be one, you may also appreciate my book, How to Write Evocative Poetry. This is a guidebook for unlocking creativity, expressing truth, and captivating imagination. It contains examples and breakdowns of my best works, along with guided instructions that will get you writing evocative poetry yourself. All these books are available in paperback, ebook, and audio, and you can grab a copy via the links in the show notes. Finally, if you're interested in working with me, I offer one-on-one coaching and mentoring, helping spiritualists, entrepreneurs, and coaches navigate dark nights of the soul, guiding them to take themselves from surviving to passionately thriving using tips, tools, and techniques that enable them to process the past, accept the present, and embrace the future with positivity and purpose. I only take on a few clients at a time, So if this sounds like something you'd be keen for, you can find out more and apply to work with me via the link in the show notes. And you can check all of those offerings out and more via my website, zachary-phillips.com, or follow me on social media everywhere at Zach B. Phillips. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Catch ya.